He was the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now with Hooks.
Welcome back in the Hooks and Friends. Having a great time on a Friday. We've got Dr. Dane Todd in the house, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Dane, before I get there, I want to ask because we always love that intro is amazing, by the way. I threw another song that I want Will to maybe try to get in there. It's awesome. We might play that next week for him.
Nice.
Remember that song, Will? The chorus of the song?
The chorus to the song. What song?
The Dr. Dre song.
Yeah.
I'll get it back to you.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I'm trying to remember.
It's going
to
be perfect for that intro. But hey, as I was sitting here listening to the intro, it brought up another topic I want to ask you because, the 2006 game that you were in.
Yeah.
Did you see the report? So the game's coming back, right? It's going to take a couple years to get it back. Did you see what Notre Dame said about it?
Oh, that they're not going to allow their themselves to be in the game until the players can be adequately compensated for it.
Yeah, what'd you think when you heard that? Because I think it's
good for them.
Good for them, but I think it's like super early. I wonder if it's like a power move that they're going to jump in now and see who else follows.
I'm sure that's what it is. By all means, I mean Notre Dame's all about having the power moves, right? I mean they're independent from any conference with the exception of this last year. They've got their own TV deal, like they have their cake and they eat it too. So I don't blame them for doing it. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a solid move.
Yeah, I was thinking
good for them. I mean, it was so much fun to get the game when you're in it, right? And play a video game that you know you're in, even if they pretend that you're not, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's
sure.
Really cool. I still own all the games. Even though I don't have a system that'll play them anymore, like, I own them all, right?
You got to get you a system so you can be you can be yourself again, just hand yourself the ball the entire time.
I know. Maybe that's what I should do, but it's really cool. But I think it's good for Notre Dame to say, hey, good for you that you guys are going to bring this game back, but we're not going to participate in some sham for you guys to make money.
Absolutely. Hey, I also want to ask you, I'm not sure this had happened last week. Did we talk about Luke McCaffrey yet?
About his transfer to Louisville?
Yeah.
No, we haven't talked about that yet, no.
Because we kind of broke it down a little bit. Obviously, that's like, it's connected to us because it was a big time story when it broke that he was leaving Nebraska. Mm-hmm. We kind of dug into it a little bit, and now officially you can close the book on it until he starts and whatever happens. Because you know this, as Husker fans, people will be watching the transfers. They'll be watching Wandale. They'll be watching McCaffrey throughout the season to see what their stats look like, what the offense looks like. But when you saw it, and then, you know, part of us is that we got out there and we started breaking down, like, Louisville, like, blah, 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 but you look at it, they've got a quarterback in Malik Cunningham, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions last year, rushed for 7 more touchdowns. They got a pretty good wide receiver room, too. When you saw that, like, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was interesting. I was somewhat expecting him to go to a place that had a little more wide-open quarterback room, right? If that's what he's trying to do is go play quarterback. And so I was thinking that he may end up somewhere that he wouldn't be very obviously kind of buried behind somebody right off the bat, which is kind of how I look at that. I think they're probably pretty well set at their quarterback position, at least for this year. I don't think it's necessarily a bad choice to go to that school. I think if he's confident in his abilities and has always shown that he's willing to compete to try to win a job, mm-hmm. then I think it's a nice school for him, right? And end up with some decent receivers and a offensive situation where you have a good mixture of running and passing. So I think it could be a good situation for him. I was just a little surprised that he didn't end up somewhere that it might be a little clearer path to playing time.
I've asked this a couple of people. Is it going to make you mad if he goes there and plays receiver?
No.
Or will it tell you something about here?
I think I don't. It won't make me mad if he goes there and plays receiver, because if he doesn't want to be here, then good. Go ahead. Okay. I think that I'll feel a little vindicated if he does. Right. Where, because I've kind of said all along, I think that he's better suited to play receiver than he is quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he does end up playing receiver, then I'll, you know, pat myself on the back and say, hey, you're the smartest guy on earth. Now, if he goes there and he becomes a really nice quarterback, then I'm going to be a little frustrated with our own program.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because I've had a lot of people that have been like, I'm going to be so mad if he goes there and plays receiver, blah, 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 you know, and then they start talking about other stuff back in our own program. So I was thinking it's interesting there. So something that's also interesting that made me mad, I've continued to be mad. I've been a grumpy day, calling people garbage and stuff. It's been fun.
Well, you're getting old, you know. You need to be sitting on your porch just yelling about people staying off your lawn.
Yeah, that's...
Is that what you do, Dane? You don't do that yet.
No, not at all yet. My lawn is garbage anyway. They can run all over it they
Look,
want.
Here's the deal. I don't want to see people. I sit in the back in the patio. I don't have to see anybody else except for me and my beverage, okay?
There you go. And by the time you're done, you see two or three of them.
I see two or three of them. I just go back in the house and lay on the couch and be done. I'm over it. Kids running around, not knowing where they are. It's all good. Hey, something that yesterday, it was last night. And again, this is the like going towards the fans returning back to stadiums.
Uh-huh.
And I think it makes me mad because the way the Big Ten direction's been, and we've all been that way, right? We've all been, you know, like just upset about fans, especially now. It just continues with baseball and everything else. Carolina, the Tar Heels, announced on last night that they are going to let fans start returning this week because their local DHM says it's okay. Kind of a unique concept, right? Let your local DHM decide on what's going to happen.
Yep.
They're going to allow for inside venues 15%. Obviously, Carolina is playing. They have two home games left out there. They'll allow, I think it's like 5,000 fans attend. Cool thing, though, they're giving 75% of those tickets will go into the student lottery, so about 2,400 students will be able to attend. Baseball, lacrosse, everything outdoors is going to go to 30%. When you look at that, is it like, how can they figure this thing out like that? And you look at the Big Ten and go, what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, obviously. I think you brought it up on the show before about, you know, the fact that the NCAA volleyball championships are going to have fans in attendance, right? What did they say, 25%? You know?
Yep.
Just right up in Omaha, and right now we can't have that in Lincoln, despite that all the DHMs and everything else have lifted significantly for those sort of events. And so I think the frustrating part about all of it is there's absolutely no consistency anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's purely a just every conference is making their own decisions. Every team is making their own decisions. Every state is making their own decisions, and there's no consistency. There's no reproducibility to any of it. And I think the NCAA loses just a ton of credibility, if they had any to begin with, when this happens, because I thought you were supposed to be kind of the overarching governing body of all these sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if, now I understand they're a little bit separate from football, and so that's an entirely different thing, but how can you not be in enough control of this situation and all these other sports that you can't come up with one uniform policy or plan that you just tell the conferences, hey, this is what you guys need to start implementing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they're trying to disavow themselves from the entire situation to protect themselves, but they're not doing anything to provide any sort of guidance or help.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I just saw last night, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is what Bill Moose in Nebraska has been talking about, is letting your local situation dictate what happens. And it just shows you that where we've been following the Big Ten and the way Kevin Warren has treated it and to where we are now is just mind-boggling to me.
Right. Well, we're going to have state basketball coming up, right?
We are. We talked to Mochy this morning about that, because right now we don't know the numbers. Right now, if you go out and look on NSAAhome.org or follow them on Twitter, there is a ticket buying policies out there right now. So there's going to be fans. We just don't know the numbers right now. And there's obviously there's different stuff like single game sessions for the smaller type things. And like the high schools will be based on, you know, what the NSA put out earlier, you know, when the regular season was still going on. PBA, like for instance, they will clear out PBA after every second game to clean and do all that stuff. So, yeah, we're going to have it. Absolutely. Just don't know the numbers.
Right. Yeah. So it just makes no sense to me, right? Like, I know we've got the men's Big Ten gymnastics championships coming up, mm-hmm. right? And it's going to be at PBA. And there's going to be maybe family there? Maybe?
Maybe? You say that with a question. Right? Maybe?
You know, because I don't really know. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe not. We'll see. So it's just, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me, and it's almost painful to try to keep track of it.
It will be fun, by the way, on the positive side, because I think this is outside the Big Ten sanctioned game. It's a practice. Is that what Bill Moose said, I believe, this week? He said sources were saying that he had told the staff to prepare for plenty of fans on May 1st.
Oh, nice.
He said, and he said, and he said a lot of them.
Good. So despite the fact that we won't be able to have recruits, we'll at least be able to have fans.
Yeah. Yeah, because, no, let's keep the dead period going to the 31st. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we can stream the game to them, and they can watch us practice.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the place, man. So what's going on in your world, man? You got the clinic still going on?
Oh, yeah. No, back to business as usual for the most part around here.
Nice. That's good stuff, man. I'm glad that.
Yeah, no, everything going just fine on this end of things. Just sometimes I'm a little slow in the morning, that's all.
Speaking of getting old, Dr. Dane Todd.
Yeah, exactly, right? Slowing down just a tiny little bit. Neck doesn't turn quite the same way it used to, but that's all right.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. All right, Dane, man, we're going to get you out of here. I know you're busy, man. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll catch up, man. You have a great weekend.
That sounds good. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Dane. That was Dr. Dane Todd right there, man, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Always good stuff to get his perspective, and I know he's busy, and I'm glad he's able to just to call in. And I thought the stuff that he said with Foreman and Peter was very insightful.
Oh, I agree.
I liked that. And I just wanted to ask him that because being a former player, what it felt like maybe not to be as welcome as they should be. Because there have been moments where there's been like secure stuff, Peterson, Callahan, stuff like that.
And, yeah, I mean, wasn't it just a few years back when I'm totally forgetting the coach's name, Solich.
Yep.
When he came back for the first time in, you know, a long time.
Yeah, they weren't allowed. And then you got we got Bo, when, you know, Bo was Bo. And then you had Riley, who had no idea what was the history was like. And then, you know, so I just think it's interesting. So coming up, we have a great weekend. We don't have volleyball. Thank you, Wisconsin.
Yep.
You will have Husker basketball this week, I believe, 6 o'clock Saturday night. Let me look. Sorry, I know it's 6 o'clock Saturday night. I believe it's... Yep, 6 o'clock Saturday night at home. PBA will be taking on Minnesota. Big Ten Network, you catch those. You're going to catch Will Wilson on the call tonight.
That's right.
7 o'clock right here on ESPN 1480.
That's tonight. And then also tomorrow, I believe 1:30 p.m. Yeah, 1:30. No, 2:50. 2:50 p.m. Lincoln East at Lincoln Southeast. That's the A4 semifinal boys. Tim, Bob, and I will have that as well.
So a lot of that, you know, next week you'll have state basketball. Just so you know right now, we'll tell you again Monday, Will and I will not be on Tuesday next week. State basketball, girls state basketball, the 9 o'clock affair will be right here on ESPN Lincoln. So we'll keep you updated on that, but we will not be here on Tuesday next week. That's the sad news for me.
Yeah, it is
sad. And you, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So But also, if you guys get a chance, go out. Like I said, Will's doing some really nice stuff on our website at ESPNLincoln.com. You can check our podcast out there. They're all listed out there. We've had some really good stuff. We appreciate you guys taking the time to go out there and listen, especially for some of you that can't listen. You're working between 9 and 11. Go check us out. He's actually updated. I have a picture now for the first time in 4 years out there.
Really? That long, huh?
Dude, it's almost been 4 years.
Well, hey, we got it up there now,
it's
baby.
Up there now, man. Appreciate you, Will. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy your Friday. Get out and enjoy the weather. You guys have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Monday.